नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नष्ट की। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 3 टेक्स्ट 6। न यस्य देवा ऋषयः पदं विदुः जन्तुः पुनः कोरति गन्तुमीरुतम् यथा नटस्य कृतिभिर्विचेष्यतो दूरतया अनुक्रमणः समावतु। बट फॉरवर्ड ना नीदर यस्य ही ऑफ होम देवाः द डेमिगॉड्स ऋषयः ग्रेट सेजेस पदम पोजिशन विदुः कैन अंडरस्टैंड जंतु अनइंटेलिजेंट लिविंग बीइंग्स लाइक एनिमल्स पुनः अगेन कह हु अर्हति इज एबल गंतुम टू एंटर इनटू द नॉलेज ईरितुम और टू एक्सप्रेस वाई words yatha as natasya of the artist akritibhi by bodily features vicheshtatah dancing in different ways durataya very difficult anukramanah his movements saha That Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ma, unto me, Avatu, may give his protection. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. An artist on stage, being covered by attractive dresses and dancing with different movements, is not understood by his audience. Similarly, the activities and features of the supreme artist cannot be understood even by the demigods or great sages, and certainly not by those who are unintelligent like animals. Neither the demigods and sages nor the unintelligent can understand the features of the Lord, nor can they express in words His actual position. May that Supreme Personality of Godhead give me protection. So please repeat. An artist on stage, being covered by attractive dresses and dancing with different movements, is not understood by his audience. Similarly, the activities and features of the supreme artist cannot be understood even by the demigods or great sages, and certainly not by those who are unintelligent like animals. Neither the demigods and sages nor the unintelligent can understand the features of the Lord, nor can they express in words His actual position. May that Supreme Personality of Godhead give me protection. Purport. A similar understanding was expressed by Kunti Devi. The Supreme Lord exists everywhere, within and without. He even exists within the heart. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto Ishwarah parama Ishwarah sarvabhutanam hridyasya arjuntishthati. Thus, it is indicated that one can find the Supreme Lord within one's heart. There are many, many yogis trying to find Him. Dhyanavasthita tadgatin manasa pashyanti yama yoginaha. Nonetheless, even great yogis, demigods, saints and sages have been unable to understand the bodily features of that great artist, nor could they understand the meaning of His movements. What then is to be said of ordinary speculators like the so-called philosophers of this material world? For them, He is impossible to understand. Therefore, we must accept the statements given by the Supreme when He kindly incarnates to instruct us. We must simply accept the words of Lord Ramachandra, Lord Krishna, and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and follow in their footsteps. Then it may be possible for us to know the purpose of their incarnations. Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo vetti tattvatah tyaktva deham punarjanma nati mameti suvarjan. If by the Lord's grace one can understand Him, one will immediately be delivered even within His material body. The material body will no longer have any function, and whatever activities take place with the body will be activities of Krishna consciousness. In this way, one may give up his body, return home back to Godhead. Om Gyan Timrandhasya Gyananjan Shalakaya Chakshunitamena Tasma Shri Gurve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitamena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utpadkamlam Shri Gurun Vaishnavansha Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitansha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute. Tapti Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishvanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhayasya Kripa Sindhu Bhayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. मुखम करोति वाचालम पंगम लंघेति गिरिम यत्कृपातम हम वंदे श्री गुरुम दीन तारणे परमानंद माधवम श्री चैतन्य ईश्वरम। नयस्य देवा ऋषिः पदम विदुः जन्तुः पुनः को रहति गन्तुमीरितुम् यथा नटस्य कृतिभिर्विचेष्टतो दुरत्या अनुक्रमणः समावतु। एन आर्टिस्ट ऑन स्टेज बीइंग कवर्ड बाय अट्रैक्टिव ड्रेसेस एंड डांसिंग विद डिफरेंट मूवमेंट्स इज नॉट अंडरस्टूड बाय हिज ऑडियंस। सिमिलरली द एक्टिविटीज एंड फीचर्स ऑफ द सुप्रीम आर्टिस्ट कैन नॉट बी अंडरस्टूड even by the demigods or great sages, and certainly not by those who are unintelligent like animals. Neither the demigods and sages nor the unintelligent can understand the feature of the Lord, nor can they express in words his actual position. May that supreme personality of Godhead give me protection. Great to be here in the Holy Dham. First of all, we beg blessings from the senior Vaishnavas sitting here, our temple president, and so many other senior Vaishnavas. This is Gajendra Moksha, one of the prominent prayers of Srimad Bhagavatam. It is prominent because the Supreme Lord, in this very chapter, says that anyone who chants these prayers in the morning will be able to remember him, the Supreme Lord, at the time of death. So, this solves the purpose. There are four chapters devoted to this pastime of Gajendra Moksha. Just the background of this chapter is that Gajendra has been fighting for 1,000 years. Now he has realized that he cannot win the battle from crocodile. So all he can do now is to surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and chant some prayers. Now, because he had done some devotional service in his previous life as King Indradumna, so he could still remember the prayers he is chanting now. And because of these prayers, the Supreme Lord will now appear to rescue him. So what are we going to do? First, let us look at, there are two parts of this sloka. The central point of this verse is that the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be understood. That's the central point. So let's look at how he cannot be understood. And then the second part, how he can be understood. So first, how he cannot be understood. Gajendra is accepting that he is in the animal body. And animals are considered to be unintelligent. So if we look at the amount of intelligence which has been bestowed on different living beings is different. The plants also have intelligence. There is a plant called Don't Touch Me. So if you touch that plant, the plant immediately removes itself because there is consciousness in that plant. So there is some intelligence, some consciousness. And then there is intelligence in the ants. If you look at the ants, they perfectly know how to communicate where is sugar. In fact, some social scientists have done some research which says that ants have very complicated way of communicating where is the sugar. So there is some intelligence. Then there is intelligence in the words. When the words are flying, they know which direction to go. So there's different variety, degree of intelligence in different living beings. Here, this is elephant. Elephant is understood to be sthul, means gross. His body is big, and similarly, his intelligence is also very thick. So Elephants are not understood to be very intelligent. And Gajendra is accepting this. He said, because he is in the animal body, he cannot understand Krishna. So then the question is, then who can understand Krishna? Maybe those who are in the human body will be able to understand Krishna. But in the human body, there are 400,000 species. So which species is better able to understand Krishna? Let's look at Kunti's prayers, which Prabhupada points out in the purport. Kunti says, in the shloka, she says, Namasya Purusham Tvadyam Ishwaram Prakrite Param Alaksham Sarva Bhutanam Antar Bahir Avasthitam. My dear Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, here Kunti Devi has come out of her role as an aunt of Krishna. Kunti Devi was Krishna's aunt. And whenever the Supreme Lord Krishna went to Hastinapur, he would touch her feet and take her blessings. But today, she is not planning to give any blessings. She is glorifying the Supreme Lord, because just before these prayers, she has seen a miracle Krishna performed. What was that miracle? That Krishna saved Subhadra's son, Maharaj Parikshit, in the womb. Subhadra came and prayed to Krishna, my dear Lord, please save me from Ashwatthama's Brahmastra. So Krishna, he was manifest in front of the Pandavas and Kunti Devi, and at the same time, he entered the womb of Subhadra Devi and protected Maharaj Parikshit. Actually, Maharaj Parikshit had died in the womb, or he would have died in the womb, but Krishna was protecting him through his Sudarshan Chakra. So that's why when Maharaj Parikshit, he was born, he was looking for that person who he had seen in his mother's womb. And because of this reason, his name became Parikshit. Parikshit means one who is examining everybody. Is this the person who I saw in the mother's womb? Is this the person? He was examining everybody. And his name became Parikshit. So, Kunti Devi is saying that, my dear Lord, Namasya Purusham Tvadyam Ishwaram Prakriti Param. My dear Lord, I offer my obeisances to you, because you are the original personality of Godhead, the Lord of the material nature. Then the second part of this shloka is pertinent here. She says, Alaksham Sarva Bhutanam Antar Bhairavastitam. How amazing it is that you cannot be perceived by who? Sarbhutanam, by all living beings. That means nobody can understand Krishna. So she is saying, Kunti Maharani is saying, Alaksham Sarbhutanam Antar Bhairavastitam. You cannot be perceived by any living being, although you are manifest within and without. Because just now she has seen the miracle. Krishna was manifest in front of their eyes, the Pandavas and Kunti Devi, and he went inside the womb of Subhadra Devi and protected Maharaj Parikshit. So Kunti Devi is saying that you cannot be understood by any living being, although how amazing it is that you are present inside, within and without. So somebody may say Krishna cannot be understood because he is not anywhere. But Kunti Maharani is saying that he is everywhere. Sarvam Khalumidam Brahma. The Upanishads also say that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is everywhere. And yet the amazing thing is that nobody can see him, perceive him. Nobody can understand him. So this is amazing. A characteristic of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that although he is present within and without, nobody can understand him. So let's come back to the question, then who can understand Krishna? First of all, who cannot understand Krishna? So Kunti Maharaj is saying that nobody can understand Krishna. So the answer to the first question is that who cannot understand Krishna? Nobody. Because she is saying, alaksham sarvabhutanam antar bahir avasthitam. Alaksham is non-perceivable. He just cannot be understood by sarvabhutanam, all living beings. Whether they are demigods or they are human beings. Now, let's look at Bhagavad Gita. Is Krishna substantiating what Kunti Maharani is saying? Oh yes, he is. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is confirming what Kunti Maharani is saying. He says, Name vidu surgana prabham na maharshya. Aham adirhi devanam maharshi naam cha sarvashah. The Lord says, Name vidu surgana. I cannot be understood by surgana, the host of demigods. Why demigods? Because they have superior intelligence than human beings. That's why demigods. They have superior intelligence. So then who can understand? Maybe the rishis can understand Krishna. Then Krishna says no. Name vidu surgana prabhuam na maharshya. So maharshya, great rishis like Bhrigu, Atri, Gautam, they cannot understand Krishna. Because they cannot understand Krishna, therefore they have different philosophies. Gautam Rishi has propagated this philosophy of Nyaya. Similarly, other Rishis have propagated their philosophies. Why? Because they cannot understand Krishna. So, Name vidu surgana prabham na maharshya, aham adirhi devanam maharshinam cha sarvashah. Krishna says that I am the origin of all the demigods and the maharshis, and yet they cannot understand me. So far, how many people we thought cannot understand Krishna? Animals. Gajendra is saying he cannot understand Krishna. Then Krishna himself says that the demigods and great sages, they cannot understand him. Now, what is Kunti Maharani saying? She is saying, Tatha paramhansanam muninam amalatmanam. Bhakti yog vidhanantham katham pashyam histriya. My dear Lord, you can only be understood by paramhansas. Tatha paramhansanam muninam and great munis amalatmanam, those who are very pious. Bhakti yog vidhanantham katham pashyam histriya. My dear Lord, you have appeared to propagate this cult of devotional service. How can we, Kunti Maharani is saying for herself and representing the women class, how can we, women, understand you? So she is being very humble and presenting herself as she cannot understand Krishna. And yet she can. We will see how she can understand Krishna. Okay, so the women can't understand Krishna, the animals can't understand Krishna, the demigods can't understand Krishna, and then great rishis and munis, they cannot understand Krishna. So the first part of the question is, who cannot understand Krishna? Nobody can understand Krishna. Alaksham sarvabhutanam. Nobody. Let's look at this, how Prabhupada explains this point. Prabhupada explains this point with an analogy, with an example. An example is, actually this example has been given by Gajendra himself. Gajendra says, Nayasya deva rishya padam idhu jantu punakku arhati gantu miritum yatha natasya krithivir vicheshtito. Natasya. Nat means the dancer. One of the names of Krishna is Natvar Nagar. In Jashmati Nandan's song, we sing Natvar Nagar. Jashmati Nandan, Brijvar Nagar. So he is also known as Natvar Nagar. Nat means dancer. And because he is the chief of the dancers, so he is Natvar. And amongst the chief of the dancers, because there are many, many dancers here on this planet and in the heavenly planets as well. On this planet, there are some great dancers. Like in India, a great dancer, Pandit Birju Maharaj, is known as a great dancer. There are four different schools of dancing in India, so he is the dancing guru for Kathak. If you go to South India, then Bharatanatyam. If you go to Odisha, then Odissi. So different states have different dances. And if you go to Manipur, then Manipuri dance. So Krishna likes dancing. And he dances the best. What is he doing in the Rasa dance? He's dancing. Because he likes dancing. He likes singing, he likes music, he likes dancing. Many years back, when we had the good fortune of serving here in Vrindavan, under the leadership of our temple president, Panchagoda Prabhu, some of movie makers approached us. They said, we want to film in your temple a dancing guru, Pandit Birju Maharaj. So this was a nice project. He said, your temple is the best place where Krishna can dance. So they wanted to film this dancing guru, Birju Maharaj, to be dancing in the courtyard. But that project never happened. Nevertheless, Krishna is always dancing here. And devotees are always dancing here. So Krishna, he likes dancing. But the amazing thing about Krishna as a dancer, it's just like when a dancer comes nicely dressed up. And then he appears on the stage with different poses. Unless you have some understanding of dancing, you cannot understand dancer, what he is trying to express. He may be a dancing guru like Birju Maharaj, or somebody from South India, Bharatanatyam. In Bharatanatyam, they dance the Dashavatari Stotras. Similarly in Odisha, Odish dance. They dance the 10 incarnations of Krishna, expressing them without saying a word, only through the movements, hand movements, facial movements, eye movements, and feet movements, just expressing 10 incarnations of Krishna. So in order to understand the movements of the dancer, you have to have some understanding of dances. What happens? The layman, when they see a dancer, they think, what is doing all this? Nobody can understand. So just like it is difficult to understand the movements of an ordinary dancer, or maybe a dancing guru, how difficult it is to understand Krishna, who is the most prominent dancer. He is the origin of all the dancers. So this example has been given by Gajendra, that this is very, very difficult. So coming back to the point that Kunti Maharani is saying, that although you are within and without, nobody can understand you. So when the dancer comes on stage, he is right in front of your eyes and expressing himself, and yet you cannot understand him. This is an ordinary experience, that the dancer comes on the stage, he is trying to express, and yet his audience cannot understand him. So Krishna, the supreme dancer, has got the same kind of problem, that he comes here, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharat abhyuthanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyam. So he comes here and he is trying to express himself through Bhagavad Gita, scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam, and yet nobody can understand him. So this analogy is very perfect. Okay. Now let's look at the second part of the question, then who can understand Krishna? Does it mean that because nobody can understand Krishna, we should just be all depressed and say, okay, nobody can understand Krishna, so what's the point of trying to understand Krishna? Then the Lord is encouraging in Bhagavad Gita, he said, Janmukam chame divyam evam yovetti tattvataha tyaktva jeham punar janmo neti mameti suvarjun. Then somebody may say, what's the point of understanding Krishna? First of all, he cannot be understood. So what's the point? The point is that if anyone tries to understand the birth and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, Janm, Karm, Chame, Divyam, his transcendental activities. Just few days back, we celebrated Janmashtami, and yesterday we celebrated the most celebrated event of the year, Nandotsav, and the appearance of Srila Prabhupada. So a devotee cannot be understood, Krishna cannot be understood, because their activities are transcendental. If we try to understand through material senses, we will fail. So Krishna cannot be understood through material senses. And this is what Rupa Goswami is saying, that through material senses we cannot understand Krishna. Therefore, Sevan Mukhe Jevado Swameo Ispuratyadham. So we have to engage our tongue to understand Krishna. Material senses are unable to understand Krishna, because Krishna is transcendental. Senses are material and they mismatch. There is no match. There is a mismatch. And that is the reason why nobody can understand Krishna. Because material senses are incapable of understanding Krishna, who is transcendental. Janma karma cha me divyam evam yuvaiti tattvatah. But still, Krishna is encouraging. Then still, anyone who understands that Krishna's birth and activities are transcendental, that's all we have to understand. We cannot understand Krishna, but we can understand one thing, that Krishna's birth and his activities, his pastimes, are transcendental. They are not material. That is all we have to understand Krishna. And just by doing that, Krishna says, Tektva deham punajarm nehti mameti suvarjan. That anyone who understands Krishna's birth and activities to be transcendental, he can, after quitting this body, go back home, back to Godhead. But the question still remains, then who can understand Krishna? Earlier on we were talking about that the animals, women, men, demigods, birds, bees, nobody can understand Krishna. So now the question is, who can understand Krishna? Krishna gives the answer in Bhagavad Gita. He says, Bhaktya mam abhi janati. I can only be understood by devotional service. And similar statements can be found in Bhagavad Gita in many places. In 11th chapter, then he said, Bhaktya tu ananya shakya. Shakya means possible. That I can be understood, it is possible that I can be understood through devotional service. So Krishna is giving the answer that he can be understood through devotional service. Other means of understanding Krishna, namely yoga, karma, karma, yoga, dhyana, astanga yoga, they all are incapable of giving us the true understanding of Krishna. So Krishna can only be understood through devotional service. Okay? Now we move on to other parts of purport where Prabhupada elaborates. He says that we should believe, let me just read that line, very important point Prabhupada makes in this purport. We must simply accept the word of Lord Ramchandra, Lord Krishna, and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and follow in their footsteps. Then it may be possible for us to know the purpose of their incarnation. Janma karma cha me divyam evam yuvaiti tattvatah tyaktva deham punajanma nehti mameti suvarjan. So Prabhupada has given us the understanding. He said we have to accept the words of Lord Ramchandra. What are the words of Lord Ramchandra? When Vibhishan came, being banished by his brother Ravana, because he was proposing that Mother Sita should be given back to Lord Ramchandra. And Ravana became very angry, he kicked him out of Lanka. So Vibhishan, with some of his minister, he came through the aerial way, through the ocean. He came through the sky ways, he came. When the monkeys saw that brother of Ravana is coming, they all became alarmed. And they proposed he must be killed. So many of them proposed to Lord Ramchandra, he must be killed immediately. So Lord Ramchandra asked everybody, what do you think we should do? Everybody said, no, he must be killed. Only Hanumanji was silent. So then Lord Ramchandra explains this to the monkeys, that what to say of Vibhishan, he hasn't done any offense to me. In fact, he helped Hanumanji to find Mother Sita. Even if Ravana comes and surrenders to me, I would forgive him. Only surrender is required. He said, even Ravana comes and says, my dear Lord, I made a mistake. I offended you, please forgive me. I would forgive him. Then Lord Ramchandra is telling a nice story to convince the monkeys and the bears. He says, once, Lord Ramchandra is saying, he says, once there was a bear. He was sitting on a tree. So there was a hunter hunting in the forest. The hunter heard the roaring of a lion. So immediately he climbed up on the tree. And when he climbed up on the tree, he saw this bear. So if he goes up, the bear is going to attack him. If he goes down, by the time the lion came underneath the tree. So if he goes down, the lion will eat him. If he goes up, the bear will attack him. Here the lion came and he said to the bear, this is a hunter. He likes hunting and he is an enemy of all of us. So why don't you push him so I can eat him? And that way you are safe, I'm safe. Good proposal. But the bear said, I can't do it. Because this tree is my house. And this man, he may be a hunter, but he is my guest. So how can I throw this guest, my guest, into the jaws of death? You will eat him. You just said you will eat him. So then lion turned to the man. He said, look, this bear is foolish. So before he attacks you, you better attack him and I'll eat him. So the man said, okay. And as the man was going to attack the bear said, no, don't do it. Because bear was sitting on the upward branch and he could have attacked the man. So Lord Ramchandra was saying that if a simple, ordinary bear can follow his dharma, what was bear's dharma? His dharma was that this hunter had become a guest in his house. The tree was his house. So the dharma, a person who is tending to the guest, is to protect the guest, make them happy, keep them happy, serve them. So he said that if an ordinary bear can protect this man who was a hunter, then what do you think I should do? He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Ram, Lord Ramachandra. He is the protector of all living beings. So he said that even Ravana is the greatest offender. He has taken my consort, but if he comes and surrenders to me, I would protect him. So this was the word of Lord Ramchandra, which Prabhupada indicates. He said the word of Lord Ramchandra. Then he says word of Krishna. Word of Krishna is in Bhagavad Gita. Sarva dharmanya parityajya mamekam sharanam braj. Aham tvam sarpapebhyo mokshishyami maasucha. This is Krishna's words. So Krishna's word is, that abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I will protect you from all calamities. Do not fear. This is Krishna's words. What about Mahaprabhu's words? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is also saying the same thing. Shadanga Sharanagati Haibe Jahar Tahar Prarthana Sune Shinandu Kumar. This is Mahaprabhu's teachings. That anyone who surrenders to Krishna, his prayers are listened to by Krishna. But Mahaprabhu is going further. He is explaining that anyone who surrenders to Krishna through 6 kinds of surrender. So, anukulasya sankalpaha, pratikulasya varjanam, rakshishyatiti vishwaso, guptritya varnam tatha, atmanikshipa karpane, shadvidha sharanagati. Mahaprabhu is explaining this in further detail. That anyone who surrenders to Krishna through these 6 limbs of surrender, sharanagati, Krishna will listen to his prayers. Gajendra has done it just now. He has surrendered to Krishna completely. Not partial, not conditional. The surrender should not be partial or conditional. Surrender has to be 100%. So that's why Krishna is saying, Sarvdharmana Parityaj. Lord Ramchandra is also saying that if Ravana gives up his notorious activities and just brings Sita back to me and just says, my dear Lord, I surrender to you. Mahaprabhu is saying same thing, that if anyone surrenders to Krishna through 6 limbs of surrender, sharanagati, Krishna will listen to their prayers. So this is very, very prominent point Prabhupada made on this purport. Now it's 9 o'clock, so I must stop. Hare Krishna. Can we take some questions or comments? Yeah. Okay. Any questions or comments? No. Hare Krishna. Okay, if I understand the question, okay, the question is, if Krishna cannot be understood, then why should we stress so much to understand Krishna? Why not just love him? Yeah. Okay, so if you look at a parent, father or mother, how best can they love their child? If they understand the child or they don't understand the child, what is the better position? Just like the child is crying. Yeah? Child is crying. So for a mother, is it important to understand what the child wants? Or is it not important to understand? So how can a mother express her best love for the child when she understands the child or when she does not understand the child? Like the child is crying because he is hungry. And mother is trying to put him to sleep. Will that work? It won't work. So mother is expert in understanding when the child is crying to be fed and when the child is crying to sleep. So the point we are making here is that in order to love somebody, you have to understand that person. That's why it is important to understand Krishna so that we can love Him the way He wants to be loved. Yeah? Similarly, when a boy or girl get together, the first thing they do is try to understand each other, isn't it? They separate because the biggest complaint is the boy complains that the girl doesn't understand him, and the girl complains the boy doesn't understand him. Same thing happens in husband and wife. There's always friction. The wife says, he doesn't understand me. Husband says, no, she doesn't understand me. And therefore, they cannot express their love because they cannot, don't understand each other. So what is the better position? If the husband and wife try to understand each other, if a mother try to understand the child, or not understand. Similarly, we as part and parcel of Krishna are incapable of understanding Krishna. This is proven. But in order to love Krishna, we have to understand Krishna the way He wants to be understood. Yeah? The way He wants to be understood, that way we have to understand Krishna. And that understanding will come from Krishna Himself. Okay? So that is the reason why we have to try to understand Krishna, and Krishna gives that understanding in Bhagavad Gita. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is coming and expressing Himself completely, how He can be understood. So we have to try to understand Him as it is. That's why Srila Prabhupada said, Bhagavad Gita as it is. As Krishna wants to be understood, that's the way we understand Him. Okay? Does it answer your question?
Yeah. How do you understand an unlimited person with a limited senses? So it's like, is it really possible?
Yeah. That unlimited Krishna can be understood when He bestows His mercy. Just like Mother Yashoda, she saw Krishna, the unlimited Krishna, within Krishna's mouth. Yeah? So Krishna is unlimited. But if He wants, He can become very limited. So He is Anor Aneyam Mahato Mahiyam. He is smaller than the smallest and greater than the greatest. So same, the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is unlimited, can also become so limited that He is sitting on Mother Yashoda's lap and she is feeding Him. Yeah? She is feeding Him, thinking, this is my child, although He is unlimited. And this is proven when Mother Yashoda saw Krishna within His mouth and saw herself within His mouth. All the universes. Okay? Hare Krishna. Mataji. Microphone de dije. Microphone.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Yeah, features mentioned here. So His activities and features. Krishna take many forms. If you look at Dashavataras, 10 incarnations of Krishna, He becomes a fish, tortoise, half man, half lion, Nrisimha, dwarf, Vamandev, Kshatriya, Brahmad, but He becomes Parashuram, Ram, Nrisimha, and then Krishna Himself, Balram, Krishna, Kalki. Then He also comes as Mohini Murti, as a woman. So many features of Krishna. Yeah. So many features. So all these features are very difficult to be understood. Because Krishna comes as a woman and he enamors all the demons. Bali Maharaj is also there. So these are different features of Krishna. And they come in the same category, that his activities, sometimes he is enamoring the demons, sometimes he is begging land from Bali Maharaj, sometimes he is killing all the Kshatriyas, sometimes he is swimming in the ocean as a tortoise. These are different activities and features. They come in the same category, that they cannot be understood. No. My microphone is not working. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Mata is pointing out that Prabhupada says in the purport, his bodily features cannot be understood. So all these 10 incarnations, they have body. Similarly, Krishna also has transcendental body. So his bodily features, like his eyes, his lips, his different bodily features, they cannot be understood. It's all come in the same category, Mataji. Okay, they all come in the same category. I don't think I can elaborate more than what Prabhupada is saying in the purport. He's saying bodily features, and because Krishna takes so many bodies, they cannot be understood. Just like I said, as a tortoise, he's swimming. As Nrsimha, he is so angry that even Mother Lakshmi cannot come near him. As Krishna is playing flute, so even the cows are coming to him. At Ramchandra, he is so ferocious when he is fighting with Ravana, and yet so sweet when he is befriending Sugriva, or when he is dealing with Hanumanji. So his bodily features, sometimes he is angry, sometimes he is smiling, sometimes he is loving somebody, chastising somebody, it's different features. So they all come in the same category. So as I said, I cannot elaborate more than what Prabhupada has said in the purport. Bodily feature means bodily features. Yeah. And different movements of his body.
It's also like Prabhupada describes the drop of water.
Drop of water.
Who are the less intelligent
we'll be able to understand Krishna. So, who can understand God? Nobody. God will never be able to be understood by any living entity. All we can do is accept these instructions.
Thank you, Prabhu. That's very kind of you. Thank you for your comments. Okay. Should be and Grandashman Bhagavatam ki. Yeah. Shri Prabhupada ki. Samaved Bhaktivinoda ki. Yeah.